This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 118, Biography of John Carter, the Representative from Texas. General Information. John Carter, born on November 6, 1941, in Houston, Texas, is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 31st Congressional District. His political career spans over two decades, marked by his commitment to conservative values and his representation of the interests of his constituents in Central Texas. Early life and education. John Carter was born into a family with deep roots in Texas. His father, James E. Carter, was a local businessman, and his mother, Ruth, was a homemaker. Growing up in Houston, Carter was instilled with a strong work ethic and community values. He attended local public schools before moving on to higher education. Carter graduated from Texas Tech University with a Bachelor of Arts degree in history in 1964. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued law at the University of Texas School of Law, where he earned his Juris Doctor in 1969. Early career. After completing his legal education, Carter returned to Central Texas to start his professional life. He initially worked as an assistant district attorney in Bell County, gaining first-hand experience in the judicial system. This role was pivotal in shaping his understanding of law enforcement and justice, themes that would later influence his legislative priorities. In 1971, Carter entered private practice, establishing a law firm in Round Rock, Texas. His practice focused on civil and criminal law, which allowed him to build a reputation as a formidable attorney. His legal career was not just about courtroom battles, he also engaged in community service, serving on various local boards and commissions. His involvement in local politics began in the 1980s when he was elected as a judge for the 277th District Court in Williamson County. Serving for 20 years, Carter became known for his fair and balanced approach to judicial proceedings, earning respect from both peers and the public. Election history. John Carter's transition to national politics came in 2002 when he ran for the newly created 31st Congressional District of Texas. His campaign focused on conservative principles, law enforcement support, and economic development, resonating well with the district's voters. He won the election with a significant margin, marking the beginning of his tenure in the U.S. House of Representatives. Since his initial election, Carter has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support. His elections have often been characterized by his ability to connect with constituents on issues like border security, veterans affairs, and fiscal responsibility. His consistent re-election reflects his alignment with the district's conservative leanings and his effective representation of their interests. Political stances. John Carter is known for his staunch conservative views, particularly on issues like immigration, where he advocates for stringent border control and enforcement of immigration laws. He has been a vocal critic of policies that he believes undermine national security or economic stability. In terms of economic policy, Carter supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that this stimulates economic growth. He has often voted in favor of legislation aimed at reducing government spending and promoting free market principles. On healthcare, Carter has expressed concerns over government overreach, favoring market-driven solutions and opposing expansions of government-funded programs like the Affordable Care Act. He believes in empowering individuals through health savings accounts and promoting competition in healthcare services. Regarding education, Carter supports local control over schools, advocating for policies that reduce federal involvement in education. He has backed initiatives to increase school choice, including charter schools and voucher systems, arguing that parents should have more options for their children's education. His stance on veterans' issues is particularly notable. Carter has been a key figure in pushing for better healthcare, benefits, and support for veterans, reflecting his district's significant military presence. He has co-sponsored and supported numerous bills aimed at improving the Department of Veterans Affairs' efficiency and effectiveness. John Carter, the representative for Texas's 31st congressional district, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his long-standing commitment to conservative values, which resonate deeply with many in his district. His consistent voting record on issues like gun rights, limited government, and fiscal responsibility has made him a reliable figure for those who prioritize these values. Another key factor in Carter's support base is his focus on national security. Having served as a judge and in the U.S. Army, Carter brings a unique perspective to Congress, emphasizing the importance of a strong military and robust border security. His advocacy for veterans' rights and his efforts to enhance military readiness have earned him respect among military families and those who value national defense. Representative Carter's approach to economic issues also plays a significant role in his popularity. He has been a proponent of reducing taxes and cutting government spending, which appeals to many in his district who are looking for economic relief and less governmental intrusion in their lives. His support for small businesses through legislation that reduces regulatory burdens has been particularly appreciated by local entrepreneurs and business owners. Moreover, Carter's engagement with his community cannot be overlooked. He is known for his accessibility, often holding town hall meetings and being present at local events, which helps him stay connected with the pulse of his district. This hands-on approach makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement in the political process. His legislative achievements also contribute to his support. Carter has been instrumental in passing laws that directly benefit his district, such as infrastructure projects that improve local transportation and healthcare facilities. His ability to bring federal dollars back to his district for these projects demonstrates his effectiveness as a representative, showing tangible results from his time in office. Lastly, John Carter's personal integrity and his reputation for being straightforward and honest have solidified his standing among voters. In an era where trust in politicians can be low, Carter's reputation for integrity stands out, making him a favored choice for those who value character in their elected officials. His consistent messaging and actions align with his campaign promises, which further cements his support base. John Carter, the representative for Texas's 31st congressional district, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary concerns among his constituents is his stance on healthcare. Many feel that Carter has not adequately supported efforts to expand healthcare access or to lower costs, which are critical issues for many in his district. His votes against the Affordable Care Act and subsequent healthcare reforms have been seen as a lack of commitment to addressing the healthcare crisis, particularly in rural areas where access to medical services is already limited. Another point of contention is Carter's environmental policies. Environmentalists and local activists have criticized him for his support of legislation that they argue favors oil and gas industries over environmental protection. This includes his votes against measures aimed at reducing carbon emissions and protecting natural habitats, which has led to accusations of prioritizing corporate interests over the well-being of his constituents and the planet. Immigration is another hot-button issue where Carter's positions have drawn ire. His hard-line stance on immigration, including support for border wall funding and policies perceived as anti-immigrant, has alienated a significant portion of the population in his district, which includes a diverse community with many families directly affected by immigration policies. This has not only created a divide but also painted him as out of touch with the community's needs and values. Education funding and policy have also been areas where Carter has received criticism. Many in his district argue that he has not done enough to secure federal funding for public schools or to support teachers' rights and salaries. His votes against bills that would increase education funding or provide relief for student loan debt have been particularly contentious, especially given the economic pressures many families face in funding education. Moreover, Carter's approach to economic issues has been a point of dissatisfaction. While he often touts his support for small businesses, critics argue that his policies disproportionately benefit large corporations. His votes on tax reforms, which many see as favoring the wealthy, have led to accusations of economic elitism, further distancing him from the average voter who feels left behind by these policies. Lastly, there's a general sentiment of political fatigue with Carter's long tenure. Having served since 2003, Some constituents feel that he has become disconnected from the evolving needs of his district. This perception of being out of touch, combined with a desire for new leadership, has fueled opposition movements looking to replace him with someone who might better represent the current demographic and economic landscape of Texas 31. In summary, the lack of support for John Carter stems from a combination of policy disagreements, perceived favoritism towards certain industries, and a general call for change after his long service in Congress. These factors contribute to a growing movement within his district to seek representation that aligns more closely with the community's current needs and values. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.